Good morning, Cheriton Pentecostal Church. It's always a joy to fellowship with you. I left London very early this morning and it was cold and grey. And when I arrived in Folkestone, the sun was out. So I've come to Folkestone to get a bit of sunshine. Would you please turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 3? We'll read from verse 16 to 28. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 to 28. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says that two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, "O my Lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house. And I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth. And we were together. No one was with us in the house except the two of us in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maidservant slept and laid him in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was, dead. But when I examined him in the morning, indeed, he was not my son whom I had born. Then the other woman said, "No, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son." And the first woman said, "No, but the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son." Thus they spoke before the king. And the king said, in summing up the case, the one says, "This is my son who lives, and your son is the dead one." And the other says, "No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one." Then the king said, "Bring me a sword." So they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, "Divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other." Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with compassion for her son. And she said, "O my Lord, give her the living child and by no means kill it." But the other said, "Let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him." So the king answered and said, "Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is the mother." Father, in the brevity of the time, through these lips of clay, speak to your people. And may the entrance of your word bring light and understanding, deliverance and restoration, in Jesus' name. Amen. Two women living in the same house together. Just the two of them. No one else present. They shared a common space. The Bible says that woman number one had a baby. 3 days later, woman number two has a baby. As to why these two women were living together, I know not. But the Bible says that the two of them were living together. There was no one else present. Woman number one has a baby. 3 days later, woman number two has a baby. The Bible tells us the children are a gift from the Lord. And so the Lord has given woman number one a gift, and he has given woman number two a gift. Woman number one looked after the gift that God had given to her. She nurtured that baby. She treasured that baby. She protected it. She preserved it. She fed it. She cherished it. And it lived. Woman number one had regard for the gift of God and for the things which pertain to life. Woman number two appears to have adopted an entirely different approach to the things of God. The Bible tells us that she lay on her baby in the night, and the baby died. She smothered the child, suffocated it, snuffed the life out of that precious gift which God had given to her. Unlike woman number one, woman number two did not take care of the gift that had been given to her. Didn't protect it, didn't nurture it, didn't treasure it. She seems to have had little or no regard for the gift and the things of God. And then the Bible tells us that woman number two wakes up in the middle of the night. She wraps up that dead baby. And she goes to woman number one, whose baby is alive, and she exchanges the dead baby for the living baby. She invades her neighbor's space in the middle of the night. She takes that dead baby. She exchanges it for the living baby. She goes and she takes something that doesn't belong to her. By stealth, she goes in the middle of the night to steal and to... Look, she goes into her neighbor's space to extract life and joy and happiness, and in its place, she deposits death. Jesus said that the thief comes not but to steal to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, says Jesus. But here is a thief who comes in the middle of the night to steal that precious thing that God had given to woman number one. So woman number one wakes up in the morning and finds herself, she turns to cuddle her baby, and she finds herself lying beside something that is cold and hard and unresponsive. She examines it and she says, no, this is not my portion. This is not the baby that I gave birth to. This is not the gift that God gave to me. She decides to take the matter to the king, the overlord of Israel. She was in effect reporting the theft of her baby. And so she goes before this judge. And she is telling the judge that, look, judge, I live in a house with another woman. There are just two of us in this space. I had a baby, she had a baby. And one morning I woke up and the baby beside me was dead. And I examined that baby and I realized that, no, the baby beside me isn't mine. Something happened in the night of her life. She wakes up in the morning, and where there was once that gift of life, suddenly she is embracing something that looks like death. And as I was preparing this message, I was struggling. Because I was saying, Lord, what is the relevance? And the Lord said to me that some people have lost their children. It may be that you have lost a child as a result of, I don't know, the scourge of drugs, the loss of a child to gun and knife crime. It may be the loss of your health, the loss of your business, the loss of your mind, the loss of your marriage. But the Bible teaches us that in this story, where there was once life, this woman is now facing a dead situation. Something dear to you, something which you have cherished, a gift of God, which the devil has come and has stolen. And what does woman number one do? She's narrating this story to the king. It's like the child of God praying to their heavenly father. Woman number one is narrating the story to the king. It's like the child of God praying to their heavenly father. And narrating to the king what had happened. It's like the child of God pouring out their hearts to their heavenly Father and saying, God, that thing you gave me. I feel like I am losing it. It hasn't entirely eluded me because I see it in the arms of that other woman. And she is saying to the king, I want my baby back. She is praying for restoration. What does woman number two say? Woman number two says, no, the child is mine. Now, this is the voice of the thief. The thief who has gone in the night to take the living baby. Knowing that the baby isn't hers, she says that the baby is mine. So the judge is looking at these two people. Number one says the baby is mine. Number two says the baby is mine. Now, maybe in those days they didn't have no DNA, right? So the king is thinking, woman number one says the baby is mine. Woman number two says the baby is mine. What do I do? And the court is looking at the king. What's the king going to do? You thought that woman number two was your friend. You shared this house together. The Bible says that it was the two of them in the house. So you thought that when you needed someone to look after your child, woman number two would look after woman number one, and when woman number one needed someone, there would be this reciprocal relationship. And here you have one person who loves and cherishes the things of God, and the other who has absolutely no regard for the things of God. And having destroyed that gift that God has given to her, she goes and steals the other woman's child. And so the king is listening to these two. The baby is mine. No, the baby is mine. The baby is mine. No, the baby is mine. And the king, operating under that spirit of divine wisdom, asks for a sword. And when the sword is brought, the king says something strange, something surprising. The king says, divide the baby in two. Give half to number one and give the other half to number two. Do you know what a divided baby looks like? Can you imagine? Taking a sword and cutting a living baby in two. He said, divide the child. That division of a living human being spells death and destruction, blood and gore all over the place. And the Bible says that when the real mother heard those words of the king, it says that something on the inside of her yearned for that thing that God had given to her. And she says, no,
give the child to the other woman. Let the child live. And woman number two. You see, the voice of wisdom says, let the child live. And then the voice of folly starts screaming out. And the voice of folly says, no. The child will not be mine, and the child will not be hers. Jesus. You know what Solomon was doing there? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so when Solomon asks for that sword and suggests that the baby be divided, when Solomon starts speaking the language of death and destruction, he's thinking in his mind that one woman is alleging that the baby has been stolen. Let me just complete that equation, because the Bible says that the devil cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Let me set a trap. A baby has been stolen. The next stage in that equation is killing and destroying. So he suggests, he says, look, let's cut the baby in two. And woman number two says, yes, let's do that. And the judge is testing the spirit. And it suddenly dawns on him that no, woman number two has not taken the living baby because she wants the baby to live. No. She has taken the living baby to visit upon that child what she has visited upon her own. And that ancient voice of Jezebel, that foul spirit with which you cannot reason, it takes things which do not belong to it. And then it cries out for division, for destruction, for divorce, for death. The king's words echo the wisdom from on high. The living child is hers. She favors those things which support life. And he says to her, he says, woman, life will be your portion because you favor the things of God. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The king was saying to woman number one, because you cherish the things of God, because you cherish life, because you support life, in my judgment, this child belongs to you. May that which has been stolen from you may that which the devil came at night, at a time when you were vulnerable, at a time when you were unaware, life doesn't always deliver to us what we want at the times when we expect it. Sometimes the devil comes into our situation and he injects all manner of badness. But here we see a God who is just, a God who is fair, a God who stands by the truth. A God who is able to restore to us those things that the devil has come and stolen. I don't know what it is that you may have lost in this journey through life. I don't know what it is that you may be battling to get back. I don't know. But I believe that the same God who intervened on behalf of woman number one is able to intervene on your behalf today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and in your future. The voice of wisdom. Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. So with all that you strive for in life, strive for wisdom. There's a verse which says that wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. There is a depth of wisdom. There is a depth of wisdom. There is a depth of wisdom in the words of woman number one. She says, look, even if the baby is mine, I am prepared for this Jezebel's granddaughter to have this child, if only the child will live. So many times, so many of us are so quick to allow things to go for all the wrong reasons. But this was someone who was saying that, look, if this child would live, then let her keep it. And woman number two says, no, let the child die. Does that sound familiar? Let the child die. Let the thing die. Let the marriage die. And the other one says, no, let it live. Test the spirits. As you go through life, there will always be those two voices. The voice of wisdom on the one hand, and the voice of folly on the other. And most of the time, the voice of wisdom is crying out in support of life. And the voice of folly is crying out in support of death and destruction. Virtually every day in London, young men are being killed on the streets. And you can hear the voice of folly, that ancient voice of death and destruction and division, screaming out on the streets, let them die. Let them die. Be careful who you share your space with. Be careful. Woman number one thought that woman number two was her friend. Yeah, she did. And it was that person very close to her who said, I have lost it. Mine is dead. Therefore, you must join me where I am. May wisdom speak for you. As you go out into this week, may wisdom speak for you. May wisdom protect and preserve you. May it surround you like a shield and defend you from those who are sent to destroy you. And I pray that anything that you have lost, anything that you have lost, anything that you have lost, for which you have been seeking restoration, may the unseen hand of heaven intervene on your behalf this week. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Restore. Restore, I pray, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Shall we sing the first verse of that song? If you know, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds.